Now, what do you remember of Argyle Square as a youngster?
Posh. That's one word for it. You never went in Argyle Square, even when I was more or less a man. Not a man, but a boyish man. Know what I mean? Over the age of, like, 14 or 15. A couple would want to know what you was doing in Argyle Square.
One area I want to ask you about is the Argyle Square area. In the 50s and 60s, what sort of reputation did it have then?
It was known as, not exactly a knocking shop, but it was known as where you could take a lady of the street, if you like to call it a prostitute, to that hotel for the night. No questions were asked. When you signed the book, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, you were just accepted in, you just gave the lady readies, and off you went. But it did have, talking to the guys in the canteen about, oh, the so-and-so hotel got done last night by the squad. Well, I used to call it in those days, I don't know. The dirty squad or something like that, looking for the prostitutes. And caught a, not necessarily a judge, but a bank manager or something like that in there with her, who refused to give his name and address and all this sort of thing because he didn't want to be caught and his wife to know about it. But he was supposed to be on a conference and all this sort of thing. So, yes, it did have, at that time, quite a reputation. I'm not saying all of them. Quite a few of them were probably quite good family-run hotels, but there were a few in there that were known as houses of ill repute, possibly. And I don't think they were brothels as such. I just think they were no questions asked, sign the book, give us the money, and we'll see you after breakfast tomorrow sort of thing. We just accepted that that's how it was. Nobody sort of got all shocked or upset about it or worried about it. It was just, that's where they go.